what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Let's talk softball here on Drive Time Sports. Coming up on June 6th, the 12th, and the 13th, potential closure for the 3A high school softball season. It really came to an end just so drastically, like every other spring sports. We got a couple of games for both Carbon and Emory, but unfortunately, the two-break hiatus turned into be a permanent hiatus as the spring sports season in general was canceled. The Emory Lady Spartans actually got off to a pretty terrific start. They'd been building for this season for the last couple of years. Now they will have a chance to finish what they started. Carbon High School softball coach Wade Williams has put together and organized a tournament that has the backing of Carbon Recreation. And again, on June 6th, 12th, and 13th, a 3A Invitational Tournament will take place here locally. Joining us right now to talk about the early and short season, as well as the upcoming tournament, we have Emory softball coach Sean Bell. And Coach, it's always a pleasure. I appreciate you joining us again today. Thank you.
Hey, Jordan, thanks for having me.
Yeah, Coach, I know it's been kind of a downer for a spring, but as we move into the summer, we are getting some better news, an opportunity to see the girls actually play some more softball. I mean, that's a great thing.
Yeah, it is. I got contacted by Coach Wade Williams of Carbon, and he's trying to do a tournament for all 3A teams.
Yeah, Coach, we'll talk more about that tournament in just a moment, but I want to talk about the way things started for this Emory softball squad. I mean, there were a lot of positives. I know a loss to Carbon to open up the season, but after that, an impressive win over Delta, an impressive win over South Sevier, and I talked to you at Emory High School's graduation a little over a week ago, and you had mentioned to me you felt like this was it. This was the year that you guys had been building for.
Yeah, we had a really strong pitching staff coming back. We also played Salem Hills, and we went up to Salem Hills and played a really good Salem Hills team, and we took care of business up there, and I felt that this was the year that we was going to do really well.
I know it's frustrating from a coach's standpoint, there's no question, but these girls have also been through a lot of ups and downs, Coach, and so when you finally hit a season where it looks like all that hard work and all that perseverance is going to pay off and then it's snatched from them, what was the mindset of the team when you had to tell the girls, look, I'm sorry, the season's been canceled?
You know, we was at South Sevier when we got the news that we was going to be no games for 2 weeks. And it kind of hit pretty hard to them, but because we was going to go to St. George the very next weekend, so the girls was not taking that very well. And then, you know, as everybody knows, it just kind of escalated, and they shut everything down. And it was really hard on the girls. There was a lot of tears, and it was pretty rough on the girls for a while.
Yeah, and again, the coaching staff in general, I mean, you guys have definitely put in a lot of work, and all the stuff that goes on during the off season, Coach, and I know the spring sports season is such a very short period of time, but you guys are forced to do a lot of things throughout the entire year, and that was all pretty much for four games.
Yeah, and, you know, and then when all that happened, we couldn't even meet with the girls. We could, you know, text and email and stuff like that, but they couldn't get together and have any parties or as be as a team or anything, so it was pretty rough on them.
Once that hits, Coach, I mean, is that it? I mean, is it just it's over, cold turkey? I mean, what were some of the things that you had to do as a coach? Was there anything else you had to take care of, or was it just done in one day?
You know, sadly enough, it was just kind of done. We didn't really know what to do for sure. I talked to some of the other coaches, and everybody was kind of just up in arms. They didn't know what to do.
And then, of course, as you mentioned, Coach Wade Williams contacts you. He contacts pretty much every school in the 3A classification to try to put a tournament together here in Carbon County where restrictions, we've moved to low risk. And I'm sure the girls and yourself, I'm sure you were very excited about this idea.
Oh, we was. I sent out a text to all the girls, all my varsity girls, and asked if they wanted to get in the tournament. I had a tremendous response, and everybody was way excited.
Yeah, that was going to be my first question. I mean, when you hold a tournament in the middle of summer, obviously these are high school kids. Some of them have graduated high school. They're no longer students, right? They're adults now, and they have plans in the summer. So it may be difficult for some of these schools to actually field a team for this tournament, but it sounds as if you'll pretty much have everyone.
Yeah, I had four seniors, and they're way excited to go. So I had 14 girls at practice last night. It was our first practice, and so we're raring to go.
Yeah, Coach, you're able to practice at Emory High School, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and what type of restrictions are you faced with as a softball coach? And we've talked basketball and some of the things that they have to obey as they get rolling with their off-season workouts. But from a softball coach's standpoint, what are some of the restrictions and some of the obligations that you have to fulfill to make sure it's safe?
You know, the Utah High School Athletics Association come out with some guidelines that we need to follow. So we still got to keep the six-foot distancing and not everybody in the dugout, no big huddles, no giving high fives, and kind of basically the same thing as everybody else.
Yeah, I know it's going to be extremely important for everyone to follow these guidelines to make sure we get back to the normal in the fall. No high fives, no huddling. Boy, in baseball and softball, that's going to be difficult, isn't it?
That is. That's really tough. We can't sit in the dugouts. The girls yesterday, they was kind of having a hard time, and hopefully we can remember. And the girls were just very excited.
Again, Coach Sean Bell, our guest right now with the Emory High School softball team, as we will get some softball. Now, Coach, it is important to note that this tournament is not sanctioned by the Utah High School Activities Association, correct?
Correct. It is not sanctioned by them.
And does that matter to you guys at all?
You know, it doesn't matter to the girls. They're just excited to play. That's all they've worked their whole life to get to this point, and we're going to kind of treat it as our state tournament.
Yeah, and with it not being sanctioned, and this may be a question you may or may not have the answer to, are you guys allowed to wear your Emory High School uniforms? I mean, will it look just like a typical Emory High School softball game?
Yep, we're going to wear our Emory High School stuff, and we, you know, just like you said, we only got in four games, so all the swag that they got for high school, we never got to really wear, so we're going to wear everything just to represent Emory.
That's great. And, of course, this is going to go over the course of 2 weeks. It'll start on June 6th. You guys are guaranteed three games. And, obviously, Coach, you want to make sure you get out there and you win, right? I mean, that's always the goal. But it's very unrealistic to expect no rust whatsoever for these girls. I mean, boy, the middle of March, that was a long time ago. So how has it been? I know you only had one night of practice, but what was that like?
You know, me and Coach Jensen, we talked about it last night after practice, and we was actually pleasantly surprised at how they looked. There was a little bit of rust, but they still looked pretty good.
What are some of the things as far as the rust? What are some of the things that you noticed?
You know, just not as crisp on the infield. Their bats just wasn't as clean. Just everything wasn't cleaned and refined as the way it was as we was playing up in Salem and stuff like that.
And so what are some of the things, Coach, that you'll do between now and June 6th to try to get those girls ready? I mean, how long are you guys able to practice, and what are some of the things that you'll look to implement?
You know, yesterday was our first practice, so we talked about a lot of things. We had a pretty good hour-and-a-half practice. Towards the end of practice, I talked to the girls and asked them how much they wanted to practice and get ourselves ready for this, and most of them wanted to practice at least four times a week, so... we're going to do a lot of infielding, a lot of hitting, and try to work out a little bit of bugs and try to look sharp.
Well, it's definitely a fun time. It's definitely great to hear that the girls have an opportunity. I know a lot of the high schools throughout the state of Utah, they can participate in Legion Bowl, but there's really not that option for the softball teams.
Yeah, correct. Only thing that we really can do is some traveling. I had Coach Woodhouse from Duchesne also contact me. They're trying to put a little league together with Altamont, Duchesne, Union, I think Bernal, and we're going to go up there and play in their league starting the very next week. So we're going to get in probably 12 games with them also.
And as far as that goes, Coach, I mean, I would assume that doesn't involve the 2020 varsity class, does it?
It does not.
Okay, so again, I mean, it's one of those things where these seniors, they lost an awful lot. I mean, maybe we'll be back to the norm by the time we hit fall. That's the hope. But in the same token, this tournament, it's going to represent the final time that these seniors get to wear their Emory jerseys, and they know it's going to be the final time, right? You go back to the middle of March, they didn't know it was going to be the final time. We thought maybe a two-week hiatus.
Yeah, I actually had one of the seniors say to me, they walked out of class on our game down to South Sevier, and they thought they'd just be back to school the very next day, and that was the end of their senior year. So that's kind of what happened in the game too. We thought, you know, a couple weeks and we'll be right back to playing ball, and it was just over just like that.
Yeah, it's a surreal last couple of months, really bizarre, but again, an opportunity for these girls to play one more time. Coach, before I let you go, I'm still a little bit dazed on the logistics of this. I haven't had an opportunity to talk to Coach Williams yet, so give me the logistics of everything that you know will happen June 6th and then again on the 12th and 13th.
They haven't actually come out with the schedule yet, but June 6th we will go play And I believe we'll probably play two games, and that'll probably be the seeding, and then we'll move into Friday and Saturday. And I think if you win, you keep going. If you lose, you go home.
So just win the games. It's that simple, right?
Yep. Just go out and do our best. And, you know, fortunately, everybody's in the same boat as us, probably not been able to practice a lot. And so it'll be – this is kind of our season right here.
Sure.
A two-week season, and we'll hopefully we can give everything we got.
Well, Coach, it's definitely fun to get you on and start talking softball once again. I've definitely missed it. I'm going to congratulate you on keeping the girls together and making sure all the varsity girls have one last chance to get out there. Enjoy practice. You guys stay safe, and I'm sure we'll talk to you before the tournament.
Hey, thank you, Jordan. I appreciate it.
Again, that's Emory Lady Sport and Softball Coach Sean Bell joining us here on Drive Time Sports to talk about the upcoming 3A Invitational Tournament. Not sanctioned by the Utah High School Activities Association, but it will be a competition for the softball squads in the 3A to at least get a couple of more games in. Tomorrow, we're going to talk to Coach Wade Williams, the organizer of the tournament from Carbon High School. He'll join us right here on Drive Time Sports. We've got a break for just a moment. More coming up when we return. We're going to talk football. Mike Pritchard, former NFL wide receiver, will join us. Again, we are approaching the 30-year anniversary of the 1990 Colorado Buffalo National Championship football team. Pritchard was one of the leaders on that squad. He was the 13th pick overall in the 1991 NFL draft. And still, that remains one of the most fascinating national champions, at least over the last 30 years. I don't think there's any doubt about it. We're going to talk about that season. Also, we'll talk about Mike Pritchard's new career as he'll be covering the Las Vegas Raiders in their first season in Vegas coming up here shortly. That's next right here on Drive Time Sports.